Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, Creation Lightship Healing. And we will go to the Lightship about a quarter till the hour here. So let's clear the date. And today's the 13th of January. Boy, time is sure going by quickly. And here we go. Let's clear the date. We're in the year 2018. So here we go. Clearing the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. A lot of energy on it. 1, 2, 3. There we go. It's cleared. And we need to energize the light being on your monitor screen. So here we go. Bringing peace energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a condition, a situation, or something happened that you have judgment on, now let's clear that away from you, that one timeline. Here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great. Okay, we'll turn it over to Ann. Are you out of the wardrobe room and voice tuning and everything?
Yes, I am, Ron, and thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. It is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron, and tonight is Saturday, so it's Saturday night live on the Lightship. That means that later in the show, Ron will be taking us to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. You may request one physical healing for the Creation Lightship being doctors to work on with you. And while we're there, Ron will take us to different rooms to visit on the Lightship. And people who have been coming on this show or Ron's healing calls are familiar with a lot of the rooms that Ron takes us to. But and you may request any of your favorites. I know a lot of people like the centrifuge room. I'm a big fan of the floating magnets. There are a lot of great ones, but everyone is invited, and please do request some rooms you'd like to visit, and they can be anything of nature. For instance, someone has already requested the chipmunk room. So any, and you'll be able to experience the true source energy of plants or trees or animals or fish or whatever you want. So it's fun. It makes it really a nice, it's always wonderful and peaceful, but that's a really great thing to do. And a reminder, we talked a lot about this last night, but next Saturday, Ron is having a brain rejuvenation call, and that's going to be very powerful. It starts at 1 p.m. It only costs $20. Every person on it, large or small, no matter what age, will have to pay. Often Ron will invite children under 18, but this time Ron has said if it's a human with a brain, they have to pay for the call. But pets will be worked on. And he'll, as always, do some water charging. And you can sign up for that on the website. It's right at the top. I encourage everyone to join Ron on that call. It's going to be wonderful. And do we want to say anything else about the brain rejuvenation call, Ron?
Just to read a little ditty that we have on it, because I like hearing that.
Okay,
really,
I would be happy to.
It means a lot when people, you know, what's really happening, you know?
Well, I agree. It is very informative, I feel, and helpful, and I still, of course, have it in the inbox. It's also, all of the emails that Ron sends out are so beautiful. That's the regular monthly calls email. If you have not signed up to receive Ron's emails, you will want to do that by going to his website, creationlightship.com, and it's on the right-hand side. There's a place there for you to put in your email address, and you'll get these lovely flyers that Ron sends out in the mail. January intensive. 1 second. There it is. Okay. I am going to read this again because it is very wonderful. So it starts with a little general description of what's going on in our world and then gets into the specifics of the brain and the brain healing call. Okay. Non source extraterrestrials made copies of the original Earth's physical blueprint with the intention to control the Earth reality. However, they could not duplicate the authentic light code energy. Instead, they produced a multitude of corrupted holographic Earths, and each Earth contained an infinite number of fabricated multidimensional timeline realities. This is essentially the alien-created holographic mind matrix we are living in. The mind matrix is like a net coming down over us, sending thought messages and holographic pictures to our physical brain. These images are then perceived as real in our dream states and our daily life. It becomes very complex very quickly as our thoughts help to create and maintain the illusion within each timeline we are experiencing. The mind matrix also runs complex programs that control the brain and sometimes cause physical brain malfunctions, such as forgetfulness, brain fog, and mental confusion. On the new Earth, our physical brain functions in the now, unhampered by the holographic mind matrix. The ultimate goal is for our brain to function efficiently without the controlling interference of the mind matrix. The healthier the brain is, the more you can relax, be creative, live in the now, and stop living within the confusion of the external mind matrix programming. Join us for this brain cell rejuvenation session. And then it goes on to, well, at the beginning and at the end, it goes on to explain exactly what to expect, how to call in, prepare 8 glasses of water for Ron to charge. And you can now on all the healing calls, weekdays, there's one tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time, a 7-hour call. They all essentially are starting a half an hour early. Thank you, Ron. You're very generous with your time. And during that half an hour, when you call in, you will hear 12 source energy transmission with some music in the background, some lovely pan flute music and some sounds of nature. And during that half hour, you may request a healing of the 12 source energies that are coming your way. And, of course, relax and take in the peace that you'll be feeling before the call even starts. So you have that to also look forward to next week. And in order to come on this call, you must have had at least the emotional whole lifetime clearing, which is the healing Ron recommends everyone start with, because whatever your problem, physical, mental, whatever, that's the one that most often is knocking everybody out, because we aren't even supposed to have an emotional body, much less have it control our lives, and also the mental whole life clearing. And then recommended are the cellular mental, the harmonic frequency clearing, the magnetic and twisted body clearing, the mind matrix bundle, and the mental barcode. And, of course, do the mind-to-heart drop often. Ron does the mind-to-heart drop for us at the end of every show, when really we don't even need it that much because we're all so at peace from listening to Ron for an hour. But it's good practice, and then it's a reminder to keep doing it on our own often. And today was the 4-hour ascension call, and it was just wonderful, Ron. So thank you so much.
Great.
And somebody has written in a testimonial about today's call. The entity removal on today's call, I focused on an area where I had had an operation for the entity removal. I felt that area become like a heated circle for a while. Ron then added extra energy for continued removal of entity on a body area towards the end of the call. On the second healing, everything started to vibrate from the surgery area out, numbing through my body. I felt energy leaving through my eyes, ears, and finally, something let go on my spine in an unraveling moment, top to bottom. Still sitting here healing on this call now tonight. Look forward to future of not carrying excess garbage. Beautiful for me, and I thank you.
Oh, that's really good. Thank you.
Yes, that was wonderful. Ron had us put our hands at a place where we'd had an incident or a trauma or accident, operation or whatever, or maybe just pain that we didn't even know why, and he would remove the entities from that area. And, of course, we have a whole life entity clearing available to Ron has made available to us on his website. And perhaps that's a way we could be using that healing as well, Ron, to go through parts of our bodies. Would that be helpful?
Yeah, so if you have the unlimited version of that, which you should have, then, you know, you could, you know, you first need to do your whole lifetime one, the present one, then you get the unlimited afterwards. So then you could put in there your operation and release energies out of, you know, your operation that you had in a certain area. Maybe you had, you know, something where, I don't know, I don't want to bring up any medical stuff, but, you know, you would know what that would be and just put that in there to get entities out of that location during an operation or after an operation even. So that's another way of viewing it. Yeah, because they're still hidden in there. Normally, entities that we talk about are ones that just happen to come to you, you know, as you're, you know, people look at you or you're doing something a little different and maybe you have pain or maybe you do something that's a little strange. And when the people also focus on you, besides doing a psychic attack, the entities are watching too and they could be attracted to your body. So I guess you could say, let's just say that you're a bodybuilder, right? And you got your six pack and you have, you know, you look really good and you're somewhere and nobody knows that you look good. We'll say, for instance, it could be a man or a woman. And then you take your shirt off. Women wouldn't do that probably, but they could if they have the halter on or something, you know. And all of a sudden everybody looks at them and goes, wow, look at that person. Well, as they're looking at you, you know, they're courting you, whatever they're looking at. And the entities go, wow, I wish I looked like that. Holy smokes, you know? And then they jump over and they hop into your body because you look a little different or you look the way they would like you or like them to look. So you get entities that way too. And if they like your body, they stay in you. So what we did today on the call was dealing with an operation or a pain that you had that, you know, came and went, but the energies of the entities just stayed there. And, you know, maybe they came in the operation and, you know, the doctor was doing stitches on the inside of you and they just came in there and just hung out in that area. And your body initially healed and they're still there and causing you pain and problems because they are a life form and that life form does take up space. Kind of like that one movie that Whoopi Goldberg was in. I don't recall the name of it. Maybe it was Patrick Swayze in that one or something. But anyway,
yes, it's called Ghost.
Ghost, yeah, Ghost. And you know how she swelled her body up when the
mm-hmm.
entities came in.
Mm-hmm.
So that, kind of think of that, you know, as a good visual to what happens when they come into you. So. Anyway, that you can do with the unlimited entity clearing is specify your particular situation, maybe going to the dentist, you know, having a tooth pulled or something, or, you know, maybe you had a broken toe or whatever. You know, life here isn't normally pain-free. So, but entities come in that way, and they can be locked into you. So back to you.
Right. We could probably spend the whole show just talking about entities because they're so everywhere and, you know, just looking to glom on to people and drain us. And if you go to a place like the dentist office, they're probably there waiting for you, right, and attached to the dentist, and then they hop around, and it's kind of a nightmare. So we highly recommend people get the entity clearing. It's really important. So, Ron, before I continue with our emails here, last night I believe I mentioned the unlimited timeline crash that you offer, which is wonderful. And a person wrote in and asked, would we send her the information about it? So I believe that means I didn't say clearly what it's called. So I think they perhaps had difficulty finding it. So if you, it's called the Advanced Parallel Lifetime Timeline Crash Removal. It's a $150 payment, and then you have that for life, and it's wonderful. So on the upper left-hand side of Ron's website, again, it's creationlightship.com, there's a blank there that's a like an index. So I just put in the word advanced, and it came right up. So I am very sorry for the I didn't articulate that more clearly last night. So it's right on the website. Okay, or in the website, I guess I should say. So I'll go back to the website. Okay. Another testimonial here, Ron. I have to say, thanks, Ron. You always know best. My face and head jerked back and forth with both clearings. I'm sorry, this was when you removed the star energies from us on last night's show. That's what this listener is referring to. So my face and head jerked back and forth with both clearings you did on the star clearing. I do remember walking outside this winter at night. The sky was clear, and there were many bright lights in the sky. I tried so hard not to look, but they were there. And, oh, my, I could not hide from them. And so do you think that's, Ron, how she got possibly hooked up into the stars?
Yeah, more than likely, yeah. I think if you see them, you're more susceptible, you know, to have that energetic attack done to you because you're recognizing what's up there.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that, Ron, because, you know, I used to love the sky and look up, couldn't wait to look up at the stars and the moon and everything and look for the constellations. And I try not to, just as this listener said, they tried to not look, but, you know, the sky's bright and you look up, and I'm glad to know that that is a way that we could actually be attacked through them.
Yep, that's one quick and fast way, and it's not good. The I'll just give you a for instance here, and it's, let's see. Anyway, there's a group of people that go to the expos, and I think one of the person is on the History Channel, and they're doing about aliens and stuff. But anyway, there's maybe like a half a dozen people that promote contact with aliens in, I think it's Yucca Valley. And they do it in the summertime. And, you know, they have speakers and stuff. And so they're there to, well, they're actually there to be abducted. That's the first common thing that I see. And, but why they would go there, to do this and to have people pay to come to this event to be abducted. And I even, you know, talked to the one person who's doing it. I said, why are you causing harm to all these people having them be abducted? And, you know, they don't know, have a clue. one of them, you know, but anyway, I won't give any names here, but it's just really strange, you know, to do something like that, because they think that, you know, time is linear, and you probably know exactly what's going to happen to you, you know, and if they think that they're here all the time in the linear timeline that they're on, they're very mistaken, because you don't know when you're not here. But they don't have that clue, so they're harming all these people. Although the person wants to be abducted, they have the opportunity. That's their, you know, free choice to do that. But kind of getting tied into looking at the planets, you know, or the stars out there. It just doesn't make any sense to me why people would do maybe either one of those things. Once you realize, even from that song that you probably sang as a child, you know, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are." You know, that's, you know, it would be interesting to see who made that and when they created that song. Maybe the person who made those lyrics knew more than probably all of us, you know. Maybe somebody could look it up. That'd be interesting. So, back to you.
So, you think it was actually a warning? meant originally as a warning?
Well, you know, I mean, it's like exactly what it is. What are you, you know? I would definitely say it probably was. Anyway, back to you.
Well, I know people still sing that to their children, and you see it on television and in movies all the time. Okay, we're getting in some room requests. Thank you very much, everybody. Okay, another testimonial, Ron. This is about Wednesday's show. Hi, Ron and co-host. I fell asleep on Wednesday's call. I thought the source energy was very strong that night. Maybe it was from the star courting. I never fall asleep. Well, I do remember Ron saying something about the alien abducting us and putting worms in our brains. So I ran that on the Eliminating Alien Attack page the next day. I put the clearing up and became off balance, like a wall of energy hit me. My question is, was this from the worms or a timeline issue? I had a tangent timeline running. Thanks for the input. So this is the same listener who appreciated getting this star energy off them on Friday. So they feel they were under the influence of the star then. And then they reacted to this worm thing. So do they still have a timeline issue, Ron?
Yeah, it feels like it would be the worms that are leaving. Like we said, there's density there, and they do have a effect. And so maybe your equilibrium was changed a little bit. So, back to you.
Well, that's some good news, Ron. Thank you. I'm sure they'll be very happy to hear that.
Yeah, you know, what's that phrase, airhead or something, you know? So anyway, that's a good thing.
Okay. And here's a really interesting one. Okay, let me just read the email first. Hi, reporting back. Finishing up major timeline crashing for the issues of drowning and the shipwrecks in the Great Lakes. The dates that pop out at me on Google. Feeling so wonderful. Thanks. Then a stranger in the laundromat started talking to me. I should have walked away, but I did not. Living around Lake Superior was brought up. Then he started talking about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, asked me if I lived up there that year, and was telling me the disaster of the storm, because he was there. I said to him, I don't want to be rude, but I do not want to hear this, and walked away. I could not believe my soul family dropped him in to try to hook me back up. I went home and timeline crashed that conversation. My, so happy to have these tools. Thanks, Ron.
Wow, that's pretty astute. Very good.
Very amazing. You know, how could that be even a coincidence that somebody would start talking about that right after they did all those clearings?
Yep, they want them to go back in again. That's what happens, you know,
right.
That they want to trigger you to get hooked up. Wow.
Yeah, that's a great, thank you so, well, thank you everyone who writes in to make our shows so great. We really appreciate any comments, all your testimonials and questions and everything, so thank you. But that was really great, because I remember a few weeks ago, the previous discussion about all those shipwrecks that all kind of happened on the same lake.
I'll do a clearing here real quick. This will probably affect a lot of people. We'll do a clearing from your distant past. And this is in your body genetics. And it could be also formulated from entities hopping into you, okay? Your dead relatives. So here we go. This is one for being hung. So here we go. Maybe you were maybe a horse thief or something, or, you know, whatever. Other things happened, you know, besides that. But, you know, if you ever were hung, maybe off of a tree or off something, you know, here we go. So this will probably make you choke and cough. Maybe your body might twitch a few times as they start releasing the energy from this here. And maybe for some reason your neck is... I always felt like it wasn't in place, and you have to get neck adjustments, you know, from the chiropractor or something, or you move your neck and it sounds like you have gravel in there someplace, you know. And here we go. Let's do this clarion and just see how this helps you. If you do feel some relief, the only clearing that I believe we have that you want to probably do to, you know, reinforce what I am going to do here would be the special clearing. I don't think I have anything else dealing with necks. So here we go. Tuning in, releasing that energy of that rope being around your neck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it could also be a shackle in a sense, or a rope. Maybe you were a slave being pulled, hurting your neck too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. You may want to move your neck around, maybe in circles or something, different, you know, back and forth, maybe up and down or something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'll just say 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, we'll just see if that's helped anybody out there. And you can send us a little ditty on that. So back to you.
Okay. So someone has a question here. Well, we have two comments, and I believe this is something that came up on the Wednesday show about going into the hospital. Regarding the email about a hospital visitor, I'm taking all of this advice to heart because I'm a nurse and have worked in hospitals and operating rooms for 44 years. Anything extra or particular for nurses? Thank you.
Well, I don't know what to say for clearing, so maybe somebody out there could send something in. Like I said, the shrink wrap, but boy, it's a rough one. Showering would be good. I don't know if you could. Well, you're still going to be in the hospital, though. maybe taking a shower in the hospital after you, you know, we're going to be going home could help you. It'll at least take energy off your skin, and maybe it won't reattach too much as you run out the door.
Right.
Anyway, but back to you.
Okay, well, and of course the entity clearing, again, would be good. Another person regarding the same question on visiting the hospital, if working on limited money, get the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox, which is only $25, and then get unlimited for another $25, which comes with auric field protection. And that is a wonderful healing, and that could also help the person that works in the hospital. All righty. Okay, here's a question. Hi, Ron. If we want to do clearings on our home, do we need to purchase full clearings separately for our home, or are we able to use unlimited clearings we have purchased for ourselves? The main clearings I am looking for my home is the psychic mind billboard, death barcodes, and self-empowerment clearings. Thank you.
Well, the death barcode one, you could do your home on the unlimited version. So if you have the unlimited version of that, then you can probably enter in there your home on death barcodes. You need to let me know what, like your house address or something like that. So you'd want to buy the unlimited version of the death barcode and then enter that in there. Let's see. I don't know what else to say with the other ones there, but the death barcode would be one. As far as using a clearing that you bought for yourself, normally they're not used that way. You know, everything is based on an energy that you would have with yourself, and the house would be a separate entity from you. So let's just say that, for instance, your house caught fire and a couple of rooms got burned, and now you're wondering, gee, I wonder if my house has paint in it. Well, then you'd probably want to get the whole lifetime clearing for paint for your house and find out how old your house is, you know, when it was initially made. From there, you may have problems also dealing with your house. Maybe you're on a grid line or ley line. You want to do that clearing. You might have energies that your house is on. Maybe for some reason they, you know, put you on top of an Indian burial ground or something. You need to check into that through history. So you could have lots of problems with a house just from being where it is from the past land energies. So that's about all that I could probably answer about that, I think, Ann. If you want to add something, you could.
Well, I, of course, love the space clearing. So I don't know if this person has already done the space clearing. It's very inexpensive. You could keep that going until you felt like the energy of your home improved.
Online I think it's location space.
Location space. Thank you. And I had a thought that if you bought the object clearing for a week, let's say, I don't think you'd want to do $1 clearing and clear your house, because that seems like kind of a lot. It's supposed to be for smaller things. But if you, now I don't know if this, since the person mentioned the psychic billboard, I wondered if it, their part of their concern is the way people look at their house. So I was thinking if they bought the object clearing for a week, so that means you can do a lot of clearings for the week or the month you can buy it for, and you did say your front door, then your shutters, then, I don't know, maybe the front of the house or the walkway, and you took a little time and went around and did your house in parts, if that might be helpful. And maybe not even, you mightn't even have to do the whole house, but there might be certain things or certain areas that you feel have a problem.
Yeah, that's good. And do you have a, is your house radiating the energy of the past owner or owners of it? Or maybe you're looking at, maybe you live in an apartment. This would, you know, work for you too. You know, how many people lived in your apartment? Maybe your apartment was made in the 1920s. Well, it'll definitely be a lot of people. And so you want to clear that out, you know, of your apartment, we'll say. You want to go into the walls themselves, if you have sheetrock or whatever's on the walls, or wallpaper that's been painted. You need to clean all that out. So that would, you know, be like in the psychic billboard, for instance. Not that that energy would be transmitted into that psychic billboard, but you wouldn't be able to really read it yourself. And, you know, you'd have to connect really to your house to find out what it says. But basically, that's what it is. Everything has a psychic billboard attached to it. So, and you can see that with animals at times. So what's really happening when maybe a little dog that looks like maybe like a little dachshund or terrier or something that's small sees a big dog, okay? That, you know, probably weighs 50 pounds and they may weigh 5, right? And so that little dog doesn't want that big dog to invade their space. So what do? They probably increase their psychic billboard, making them look like twice the size of this big dog. And then they'll charge at it and the big dog won't know what to do because it doesn't understand what's coming at it. And the big dog will jump away and run away maybe. So you probably have all seen that off and on. So what's happening there? That little dog is probably taking a psychic billboard and saying, hey, man, don't mess with me. You know, I'm going to get you, you know? And so the dog's not used to that. So that's kind of how I think pets and animals respond there. Do you have any comments, Ann?
No, that's a wonderful thought, Ron, that the dogs know enough to kind of psychically enlarge themselves. That's great. Yeah,
that actually happened to me with my little dachshund. And I had a little miniature dachshund, and she went up against two pit bulls. And the two pit bulls were shaking. And then she charged them. The other dogs are about 5 feet from her, so she charged them about 2 feet, and those dogs are shaking. And then she looked at them and turned around and walked away from them very slowly. And I go, oh, no, you know, my little dogs would have been mince meat, you know. Those dogs didn't know what to think. You know, it was like, wow. and it happened so fast that I couldn't do anything about it, you know.
Well, yeah, luckily. And, you know, the thing is about pit bulls is, you know, most of them just look scary. If they're not trained to attack, they're very gentle, actually. So maybe your dog was just lucky. He didn't get the attack, find the attack kind.
Yeah. So we can go to the light ship maybe after the next testimonial or something, Ann.
Okay, well, someone wrote in about the clearing that you just did. I guess I have been hung many times, Ron. Thank you. I felt lots of energy around my neck being released, and I shook and jerked. Blessings.
Yep, so the only thing that I could say is that we have is that is a special clearing, and you want to run that whole lifetime one, you know, and see if that'll take off a lot more of the energy off your neck. Oh, I guess we can go to the light ship, Ann, or is there anything else there?
Yeah, that's it's a good time. It's just about quarter of, if not, it actually is quarter of. Perfect. And I have quite a few rooms here to read to you.
Okay. So here we go. This only works live on the VBS show tonight, which is Saturday night live on the light ship. you want to go to the light ship, you need to be on the show listening live. So here we go. On an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. So we can take up our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with us and ourselves. So here we go, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the first room that we're going into is the hot tub room. That's standard for every time we go to the light ship to have this detox done to you. I'm seeing a butterfly room, and I'm seeing deers. I'm seeing raccoons. I'm seeing really, really large trees. I'm seeing rivers, different types of rivers. Some are very wide. Some have cliffs on them looking down on the river. I do see like polar bears walking on ice. So we're in many, many rooms right now. Just request your one particular healing. And now we'll do the special request. So first room, Ann. Might be muted, Ann.
So sorry. The banyan tree room.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
The hibiscus room.
Okay, so stronger, 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 and stronger.
The redwood room.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I want to bring the bees in, and the bumblebees, and other types of bees. So here we go. We'll go into where the bees are. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go to where the honeybees are. So let's go to that room, and we will extract some honey. So we're going into where the beehive is, and we're putting some of the honey on our index finger. And there's quite a bit of it there, and we're going to put that underneath our tongue right now, and you may actually taste the honey. So here we go, doing that now. So I'll just say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now we're leaving that room. So next room, Ann.
Did I say hedgehog?
Nope.
Okay, hedgehog room.
Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Okay. The fern room.
Okay. Here we go. There's a lot of mist around the ferns here, like fog energy to keep them moist. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke.
The chipmunk room.
Okay. So we'll go to chipmunks and squirrels. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
The baby elephant room.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
The willow tree room.
Okay. Stronger, 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 and stronger.
And flying dragons.
Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one more.
Okay, silver dollar fish.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, stronger, that's cool. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So here we go. Let's come back now. So you're going to feel your body change because you're bilocated. And bringing back your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants. Coming back down, I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. Back to you, Ann.
Ooh, okay. That was very wonderful, as always, Ron, and relaxing. Thank you very much. Okay. We have a question here about a healing. Hi, Ron. When we purchase one of the 7 generational healings, would we ever need an unlimited version of those, or is it the case that once we have run it once, it's cleared permanently for us? Thank you for your help.
Yeah, it should be cleared permanently.
Okay. All righty. Another question. Hi, Ron. Is it beneficial to burn photos that we have of ourselves as well as of others that we have in our possession? Thank you.
Typically, I would say yes, only because it could get your energy. Let's just say that you have a bunch of photos, okay? Let's start off this way. And for some reason, tomorrow you're no longer here, okay? And so naturally your, relatives or whatever come to your house because you're no longer living. And they see all these photos of you, which has your spirit energy in those photos, along with other people. And you're probably courting each other with those pictures anyway, the people that are in the picture. So now your friends and family, whatever, says, well, these pictures are kind of neat. We'll just give them to the secondhand store, because you probably have all seen family albums at the secondhand store, pictures of things, you know? So somebody gets your picture with you in it, and maybe it's a witch. Let's use that. Let's go to the far end of the scale here. They go, wow, this person has tons of spirit energy. I can use this and put it on my altar and use that spirit energy to run my spells. So, I won't go any further, but you know where we're going with this here. And you don't know where you went, and you may not ever get your spirit energy back from you because it was stuck in that photograph. So, there we go. Back to you.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Ron. I feel like we've discussed that before, but it's really worth going over that again. I had got a Christmas card with somebody's pictures on it. I thought, I don't know what to do now. It didn't feel right to just throw it in the garbage. So I actually was doing the object clearing for the week, so I object cleared it. And then threw it away because I didn't take the pictures and they probably made hundreds of them. So I thought that was like the nicest thing I could do. I think that's enough. I didn't really want to burn it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why people do that, but they do. So we have a request for a sample here, Ron. Hi, Ron. Could you please do a sample of the guilt clearing, as I think this may be something I need? Many thanks.
Okay, so here we go. Think of a time that you felt guilty. Maybe it's a time that you ate that half a gallon of ice cream and watching your midnight movie or something. So here we go. Releasing that guilt. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And just see if that helps. I'll do it again here, in case you need to focus on something else that you felt guilty of. So 1, 2. In fact, it could even be maybe when you were a young kid and you saw an anthill or maybe ants coming out of the sidewalk and you thought it'd be just cool to step on all those ants to kill them. Because you're having fun doing that. And so now you're older and you go, oh, man, I really did that, didn't I? Killed all those ants, you know? Or maybe you thought it'd be funny to have a magnifying glass, you know, and you zeroed it in on an ant and saw them fly before your eyes, you know? So that could be one of the guilt things, too. Kids do strange things, you know? So here we go, releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, so I went and found, while you were doing that, an email kind of related to what you just said. Someone has a question. When ants crawl over you, is there energy going into you, and does it stay in your body? I'm currently doing the parasite, alien parasite clearing, and the ant release is very heavy. What about cockroaches and killing them?
Boy. Well, there's no spirit in them, and there's no spirit in the ants, so I can't say that it's okay to kill something without a spirit. It's still some kind of life form. So, you know, I don't think anybody likes cockroaches. Ants is a different situation. Maybe you have ants in your cupboard or something, and you want to put traps out. I don't know. I'll pass on that one. Thank you.
Well, it's wonderful they're doing the alien attack page, and so they were smart, of course, to do that, and because they're feeling something, so they were right that they needed to clear it. And if an insect gets on us, Ron, do they leave some kind of energy in our bodies necessarily, or just certain ones might do that?
Yeah, I would say just maybe certain ones.
Okay.
I don't see ants leaving you anything. But they're crawling on you, walking on you, and I don't see it with cockroaches either.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you. Another little bit of good news. So I just want to take a moment to announce a couple of things. In addition to this Saturday, January 20th, is the Brain Rejuvenation Call, which we talked about earlier in the show, and we'll talk about that on the upcoming shows. The next show Ron will be doing is Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio Station 1, so be sure and tune in for that. And coming up, Ron is doing 3 expos in a row where he goes live and sets up a healing chamber. So you can attend these expos, go into the healing chamber to receive source energy, and Ron gives at each of them 2 or 3 wonderful lectures live. So in addition to getting to meet Ron, you can hear him speak live. So they're really great and really fun to go to. There is one in Los Angeles called the Conscious Life Expo. That's the first one in February, and that is February 9th through 12th. Then there's one in New York City. It's called the New Life Expo, and that will be March 16th through 18th. And then in April, in San Mateo, which is near San Francisco, it's called the New Living Expo, and that will be April 27th through 29th. And each of those have their own websites, so you can find all the information and cost, et cetera, and where you can stay by going to those. But if you're nearby any of them or can drive there, or if you want to make it a vacation, as many people do, and fly into these, it's really fun and worth it. And if you cannot attend but would like to be able to receive that source energy healing that Ron will be providing at these expos, you may send Ron a picture through email to creationlightship@yahoo.com. And the fee for that is $100 per expo or whichever expo you would like your picture to be in. Or you can be in all 3 for only $200. So there's a bit of a discount if you want to participate in all 3 of the expos. And, of course, nobody else but Ron sees your picture. It's not like it's going to be hung up on display. But you will receive the energy throughout the entire weekend that Ron is there. All of the daytime, you know, hours of the weekend, you will be receiving energy, and it's truly wonderful. Anything else you want to add about those expos, Ron?
No, I think you covered it. It's kind of a lot of fun going there, seeing people, you know, once a year or whatever, so it's cool.
Right, and I know a lot of people come every year to them, and other people are meet new people, and they're, of course, always impressed by the healing energy that they feel, and then often go deeper and explore the healings, which is lucky them. Okay, let me see what else we have here in our inbox. Oh, someone is recommending, and you know, I'm not sure exactly what they meant this to be in reference to, but I second their recommendation. On the website, there is a Whole Life Light Infusion Healing Chamber Healing. And so, yes, if you, depending on your age, if you purchase $100 worth of clearings, the next one is half price, a reminder. And Ron has very nicely explained his wonderful discount that he gives. It now appears right on the website on the payment pages, or the first page you go to on all the healings. So you can read that there. That's very nice and generous, Ron. And I agree. It's a wonderful, powerful healing. It complements so many of the other physical healings. And I know what I'm doing right now, and I think other people are because a listener recommended it. Oh, and this might be helpful to the person that wrote in about their house. I have my name followed by my address, and I've asking the light beings to keep my home on the CLS New Earth. Ever since Ron put the energy into our homes, I've been using that, and I think other people, to kind of keep the energy, you know, powered up. So thank you for that. And I also want to add that last night, Ron, you did two things for us, which was wonderful, and I know a lot of people felt really good after it. You closed our crown chakra and our third eye chakra, because those are not helpful to us as humans, and they're in fact used by aliens to attack us. But I just wanted to remind people, or let people know if they didn't know already, that you have a healing called the Crown Chakra Alien Cording Disconnection. And on there, you can close down your crown chakra and close down your third eye chakra / brow chakra, is how it's written here. It says forehead area, front side, and back side. And then, of course, it goes on to clear and heal all your chakras, the throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral chakra, and then root chakra. And this clearing is fantastic. And then you can also heal all your different body parts, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, neck, front side, back side, left side. I'm not even reading them all. There's a list of 29 parts of the body. And the wonderful part is you can put on an energy shrink wrap for yourself, which you can also command that your energy be shrink wrapped before you go out, and it'll help protect you from outside attacks. But to have this, it's a little extra power to it. It also has an entity removal and a spirit retrieval, as well as spirit integration, as many of them do. So it's a really wonderful clearing, and I don't know if you remember all the details of that, Ron, but you made me think of it last night, and I just wanted to share that with people who might be new.
No, that's great. Yeah, I don't recall the details now.
Yeah, and it's really powerful, and I meant to look up the cost of it, but I don't think it's an unlimited clearing. It's available unlimited. And yes, it's a $50 clearing. And yes, then another. So it's $100 really is what you would want to do. You definitely want to have this Whole Life, because I run it all the time. And, you know, you don't want to just do it once. And what I do, per a suggestion of another listener, thank you, all the listeners who write in with their suggestions, is I open it on two tabs, and I do the chakras on one, and then I click at the bottom shrink wrap, and then on the second one, I do some body parts I'd like the light beings to work on, and then I do the spirit retrieval on that page, or sometimes I do the entity one, entity removal, even though I have the Whole Life entity clearing, it gives that a little more power too, I feel, sometimes. Or if I'm going someplace really scary.
Yeah.
Crowded.
<That's great. Yeah.
All right. Okay, Ron.
What I will, say with the discounts, you know, the purchase one for regular price and then do the next one for half. For some people, that could be a little challenging, maybe wondering what they've had in the past and trying to figure out a clearing, and then you have to maybe go in and buy one for half price to take advantage of this here. So I'm basically talking to the people who've been with me for, you know, quite a while. So what you can do, if the half price one is too confusing for you, trying to figure out what to do, or maybe now you're on a limited income and you did a bunch of clearings, you know, say 5-10 years ago, what you can do is give me a list of your clearings that you have had, of whole lifetime clearings. And so what you can do is, if you do or have done 4 whole lifetime clearings, I will give you 1 free for every 4 that you have done. So if the half price one kind of boggles your mind, or maybe your income isn't there right now, maybe you did just to say eight whole lifetime clearings, let's just say over the last 10 years, okay? Just send me those clearings and let me know, because you will get, if you have 8 of those, for instance, you would get 2 free clearings of whole lifetime clearings. So you pay regular price for 4. The math is the same when you figure it out, but you don't have to buy anything. So if that works easier for you, just do that. And let me know what clearings you want to have, and I'll send you the codes for those. So let's do the Mind to Heart Drop, everybody. And we have our 7-hour call tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. So here we go. You want to say out loud, "I now command my spirit to take the thoughts of my head, drop them into my heart." And to facilitate this, we come from 10 to 1 backwards. Here we go. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, listeners, for listening tonight. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes.